Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
There's a communication component of it, and certainly, like last week, for example, the four starters in our secondary were all new to us. It's probably more, most of my concerns are centered around that, our level of cohesion and communication, given the fact that so many guys are new to us.
Well, I'm really happy they all played a bunch in the preseason then, Coach. I can't be a total hypocrite, although I'm a radio host, and so I think by definition that's going to happen from time to time. I didn't want to see most of these guys play in the preseason because health is paramount and I think more important. But guess what? They're not healthy and now they can't communicate. Mike, it's your job to get them to communicate and it can't be that hard. It cannot be that difficult. It is defense. These guys have played defense their entire football careers in high school, in college, professionally. You've got a bunch of veterans on the defensive side of the ball. I don't want to hear communication is a problem. And yet, we heard it at the end of last year. We heard it at the end of the prior year. We hear it every year. Is Mike Tomlin calling in the plays or Terrell Austin calling in the plays in Swahili? Is he delivering the play calls in Spanish? I don't understand what could be so hard about, hey, guys, we're playing cover two. Hey, guys, we're playing quarters coverage right now. Hey, guys, it's a crossfire blitz with too high on the back end, whatever. It's not reinventing the wheel. They're not doing things that are avant-garde, cutting edge, that have never been done before on a defensive football field. For goodness sakes. And he uses it as if it's some sort of cover for how poorly his defense has covered. It's not, Mike. And I'll draw an analogy, and I've talked too long to begin the segment, Jason, and I'm sorry, Jason Mackey with us all morning. I just watched West Virginia's defense. That team has 81 new players. 81! Most of the entire defense is new. They're second in all of college football in sacks. And guess what? They got to go to class, most of them. They're not professionals. You don't get to work with them for 60 hours a week. And they're communicating, and they're playing better defense than I've seen out of my Mountaineers in 6 years. You got a bunch of professionals. You had a training camp. You had preseason, and you can't communicate. That's not an excuse. It's unforgivable, man.
That is so much of an indictment of Mike Tomlin, his own words, a failure to communicate. You've been at this since the end of July. And not even that. I mean, let's be honest. The NFL offseason, it really never goes away. You've got mini camp. You've got OTAs. I realize it's not the same level of instruction and all that stuff. And I'm certainly understanding that you have new faces in new places. It's going to take some time to come together.
It doesn't need to be perfect right now.
No, but if we're having this conversation on the fourth day of camp, look, I understand that. If we're having this conversation in the preseason, totally understand that. That's what that stuff is for. Completely valid. We're going into week three. This defense has looked like you know what.
Poo.
Thank you. Looks like something in your bathroom for the better part of two games. No, and I'm not going to sit here and listen to communication issues and say that this is, oh, okay, you're not communicating appropriately. No, look at your line of communication. At that point, I would be looking at How are we instructing these guys? How are they communicating with one another? How are we coaching? Are they taking to the coaching? Are they in the right positions? Are they understanding where to be in the right positions? No, I do think Tomlin does a decent job of taking accountability, saying, you know, I have to get them ready to play or whatever. It's not like he never talks about that. But you know what? Who's in charge? Like you're saying, Adam, who's in charge of getting these guys to communicate the right way? It's you, Mike.
Right.
That's the problem.
We're all trying to find the guy who did this. It's yeah. You. You're the guy. And by the way, Brandon Echols, as your fourth corner, that's a pretty good position to be in. He's played 5 years in the NFL. It's not like he's a rookie. It's not like he's an undrafted rookie. It's not like he's Beanie Bishop. I think Beanie probably had a great Saturday, by the by. It's a veteran-laden defense.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Isn't that why you have a veteran-laden defense, to not have issues like this?
That's I thought.
Isn't that why you bring in guys who are, you know, paid to not have communication issues?
I mean, how many different teams has Jalen Ramsey played for in his 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, I'm counting, 8, 9, 10, his 10-year NFL career? He's played for 4 different teams now. Different schemes, different coordinators. Darius Slay's 34 years old. He's been around the block a time or two. Think he might know how to communicate. Think he did okay last year when they infused 2 rookies, by the way, into that Philadelphia Eagles secondary. They seem to communicate pretty well, did those Eagles, right?
Yeah, isn't that fascinating? How across the state you have 2 high premium picks. And they're able to communicate right away.
Right away.
Wow.
And they're babies in the NFL. You bring in a whole bunch of veterans and you can't quote-unquote communicate. Real quick, because I teased it.
Sorry,
Jason. You said they made a mistake by letting Atlanta Roberts go. That's not hindsight. That's something we talked about in the offseason. Well, they admitted it yesterday because they signed Jawan Bentley, who is a big 250-pound, downhill, thumping, run-stuffing inside linebacker. He got hurt last year, but the prior season, so the last time Jawan Bentley played a full year, he had 114 tackles, 4.5 sacks, 5 tackles for loss, and 3 passes defense, and a forced fumble. So last time he was healthy, he was good, but they are admitting now, 2 weeks in, that they're soft against the run. And Mike Tomlin can say whatever he wants to say. Personnel moves always tell the story. You can talk, but what you do with your roster is going to tell the story. And in the spirit of being solution-oriented, I don't know that Jawan Bentley is going to play right away because, my God, you wouldn't want to screw up the communication anymore with a new guy. But I've seen enough of Peyton Wilson and Patrick Queen being your permanent every down linebackers. I'm okay with Peyton Wilson going back to his role of last year, being your pass stopping linebacker on passing downs, on third downs. And I'd like to see more Cole Holcomb in there and next to Patrick Queen. Not that that was always the solution last year, but I don't know how you can get much worse.
No issues here, man. I mean, Peyton Wilson has looked bad in stopping the run. I mean, he's getting pancaked. He's in the wrong place. You want to talk about communication issues. Ray Fittipaldo and I do a podcast on Tuesdays, the Post-Gazette, and Ray brought this up yesterday. I thought it was really good. If you look at that 19-yard touchdown run, right before the ball is snapped, even as the ball is snapped, he's turned around talking to somebody in the secondary. Like, those are communication issues that shouldn't be happening. And then all of a sudden, he's late to the spot. And then you see him get out-physicaled. I don't know if Juwan Bentley is the answer there, Adam. I don't know if he's going to get enough of an opportunity. But yeah. I can say that letting their best run stopper go has had a negative effect. And they need to start auditioning somebody for other opportunities, be it Cole Holcomb or somebody else. Because what they're doing ain't working.
Stones, unturned, things of that nature. We had Trey Essex on Tuesday, so yesterday, and he said he doesn't really think it's a personnel issue as much as it's a scheme issue. And unfortunately, I think it's...
That's scary.
Both. And Derek Harmon coming back should help, but he's a rookie. And if you think a rookie is going to come in and magically fix your run defense, I think you got another thing coming.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.